Are you gonna mope all night? I focus my eyes, I guess he's probably right. Did you drag me off of my couch so we could sit here in silence until we say goodnight? He says we need a change of scene. Let's go to the bar around the corner where it's always dark. And as we're putting our money down, Claire's asking Charlie if we're hitting the town. He says we're making our way to the moon and we're taking off soon. She says I'd be down for the moon, but I didn't bring my helmet. She catches me rolling my eyes, so I say I packed a spare. I don't think it saves me, but she doesn't seem to care. She's asking Rose for her bill, and just as she's paying, Judy walks in the door. She's giving Charlie a hug. She won't look in my eyes, but she asks where we're going. He says we're making our way to the moon and we're taking off soon. Judy laughs a little too hard. I didn't think it was that funny the first time around. Claire asks if she'd like to join. She says that'd be nice, and I don't know what the hell's going on. But soon we're walking the street. Charlie's walking with Claire, and Judy's walking with me. I say I didn't expect to see you. She says, to be honest, I knew exactly where you'd be. And I say, making my way to the moon, and she laughs too soon. Feeling pours over me, reaches to the pit of my stomach, so I reach for her hand. She pulls it away from me. She says, you know, it can't be like that. We'll just make our way to the moon, and I'll see you soon.